Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Bus. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I'm a little bit gentler this week. And first, I want to thank all of my listeners, all of my followers. I want to thank the snoopers and the thieves. Thank you so much for making this episode very interesting. Thank you. Okay. We usually have real talk in the beginning. Well, I have some real talk for you. I want to tell everyone, once a thief, it's always a thief. If you steal, then you will cheat. If you cheat, then you will steal and lie. Oh, yes. But see, some people that steal, it is greed. They're money hungry. And they'll do anything to get what they want. If you have been hurt by one of these people, think about it. Do not get hurt again. Do not go down the same road twice. Their end is coming, and it's going to be horrible. Some of them are going to get fed time. Some of them might need something very bad. I will not say it. Some of them will be brought in, and someone's going to have to be beaten out through a tube or a spoon. So you best believe that they're going to get it. One of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. That goes for all cows, all mules, all humans. Thou shalt not steal. I said it for a reason. Okay, now that we have that little thing over with, you know, people work hard for what they get. Okay, they build and build their little empire. I call it the empire. Your home is your empire. Okay, then you have evil people, which is Satan sent. Sitting back watching when you read, when you move. And some of them sit back for a while to make sure this is your routine. You know what? My advice on this one is change up on your routine. And there is cover for protection from thieves. One of them involves pennyroyal. There's the pennyroyal herb. There's the pennyroyal oil. And there is the pennyroyal incense. And there is a protection token that you can put at every door of your home. You can even put it on your purse or wallet. It protects you along with Angelica from thieves. Now that's a partial. I didn't tell you exactly what to do with it, but that is a partial conjure tip right there, because that's something that almost everybody needs to know. Protection from thieves. You know, some of the thieves go to church. Oh, yes, very strong in the church. They feel as if, you know, I'm in the church, I can do anything that I want to do and get away with it. But see, you're fooling the people in the church. The people in the church. You're not fooling God. He already knows what you're all about. He knows what we're going to say before we say it. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. He knows every strand of hair on our head. So don't think that you're fooling him as along with other people. Don't think so.
the messages I have heard today, Satan steals, Satan takes, but the upright forgive. There are many good people out here today that give and don't think twice about it. But then you have Satan that jumps in the other people. They take and take and take till they can't take anymore. And when they can't take anymore, God has intervened. God has intervened where they can't take anymore. Questioning his word. Why? But see, this is for the thieves. Why? They're claiming in all bad situations. They're claiming everything is bad with them. But they are the villains. I'm going to leave it right there. See, I should have left it when I said I'm moving on the first time. But I had to say something else. But like I said, there is conduit for protection from thieves. Okay, let's go to hindrance. Let's go to blocking. You know, you would think blocking is done by the enemy. Well, it very well could be the enemy, because what I'm about to say would make you think. Okay. Say that everywhere you go, there's always confusion. Confusion. Everywhere you go, everything you try to do, it turn out right and end up wrong. Well, look at the company you keep. It very well could be the people that you're around, the person that you're around that's keeping you from accomplishing your aim. Okay, they're with you. This is going on. Have you ever noticed when they're not with you how well things go? How easily things are done? That should tell you something right there. Take that one trip or do this one thing. I'm asking everybody without that person around. And you will see that things will go better. When you see it, then you know what it's all about. It's all about that person. I bet the person, more than likely the person, does not pray. They're not interested in church. They're using God's name in vain. That's all bad things. And they're doing things that's unknown to you. But that stuff can rub off on you. Think about it. So-called friends in this world, finding a good friend, it's like finding that needle in the haystack. As older people say, no, you don't have any friends. And when you get a good friend, you hold on to it. You hold on to them. Always be true and honest to each other. Friends. I'm not talking about boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm not talking about fiancés. I'm talking about friends, people that you can confide in, people that you don't have to worry. When you open your mouth and tell them something, you don't have to worry about hearing it out there. Somebody that's going to stick by you and you stick by them. Friends. Count it up, everybody. How many do you have? You don't even have friends in your family, the majority of you. This is a very bad world when, you know, you can't go to your mother, your father, or anybody close to you and talk to them about anything. You cannot share the good things with them because you know that they'll say something negative or do something to try to ruin it. Think about that one. Okay. Now, I think that I have given you the most important information that I could ever give you. There was a rumor that the stars was aligning on the 20th. That was, and the moon was going to be a little green. There was a little, you know, greenness in that moon, but all of the stars had not aligned. Now, that would have been a great time if that had happened, to do all sorts of conjure. I hate to say it, good or evil, sending back evil or sending evil. Oh, drawing things, did things to you. That's a good time, but it's coming later in this month. Okay. I was speaking about Pennyroyal. Pennyroyal always serves two purposes, but one I have named. And I really want you to ask your worker, your witch, or whatever you want to call them, whatever you say we are, as long as I don't hear it. Anyway, okay, workers, be very careful of what you do. Those of you that have the open door policy, be on guard. And you know what I'm talking about. All night client, be very careful. Because people seek a time to attack you. And I want you to be careful of the client that is hesitant to start their work. They start their work regardless of what it is. They start it and then they get slow if you work with them on payments. That's if you do it. Because most of us don't. Because there are some that made it bad for everybody else. Only one can make it bad for everybody else. And that's true where it's spoken again. But when you take them on, look at the whole situation. There's no goodness in dealing with an alcoholic that's not willing to stop drinking. There's no goodness of starting with a drug addict that won't stop doing drugs. And the ones that want to question you, they come to you with questions. But when you answer the questions, they are in denial. No, no, or you're wrong. You're wrong. Well, what you do with that, you can speak it. You can speak something on them, do something to them. I'm just turning them loose because it's not worth your time. See, we all have important things to do with each case. And some things take time. Now, when you're dealing with the people like this, it's taking time away from others that really need you and the cases that you have that you need to be working on. And you do have people that call from psychic to psychic, from root worker to root worker, all of the above, trying to see if the answers are the same. And sometimes they're not the same. Sometimes, we're seeing a move into your past and leading up to your present. That's your problem. Your problem always stems from the past. Is it yesterday, the past? Well, it's last week, the past. Yes, it is. But today is the present. And as for you other people, stop calling. If you think that you know everything in the book, don't even go, because you're wasting time and you may put yourself in a situation you can't get out of. Because most of us get very ticked off with people like this. And these are just fake names I'm bringing up. Editor of Chesapeake Cheesecake, Captain of Kangaroo, and then you got Nemo the Ho, William the Walrus. Oh, yes. You got all these people from all these different places. Most of us deal with people all over the United States, other countries. We don't have time for people that think that they know it all. You think you know it all, keep your mouth shut, and don't touch the phone, don't come our way. You don't know how we do our work, and you don't know what may happen or how it may happen. That's just like gossipers. When you're gossiping to somebody, you really don't know who you're talking to. You don't know what they do and how they do it. You don't know who they know. So it's best to keep your mouth shut. Nicely said. Now, that right there is a peel, and I have to get some juice. That's fruit punch, not a daiquiri, not a beer, but fruit punch. Okay. On with our show. The unknown. That's what you're asking for when you call, is the unknown. There are many people that's tampering with the unknown and don't have that gift. They're setting up conjure to see the unknown, to hear the unknown. They're setting up conjure, but it's certain situations. They won't know all about it. They won't know about things before it happens. And when they do this conjure, this is a dangerous conjure tip. I don't even want to say what ingredients is in this certain ritual. But I tell you what, you may encounter something that you don't want to know. You may feel something that you don't want to feel. You can actually become sick with this certain ritual. See, everything has its warning point. But this one here, and the majority of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about, can put you in your graves. That's why sometimes I don't even give all the conjure tips. If it's safe, I give it to you. Because I know that there are some of you out here that will go out there and try this. And I cannot risk somebody going out there because of something that I have said and hurt themselves. Now, you have some that will tell you, do you know that some workers get tired and you keep asking question after question after question, and they will tell you something wrong to do to get rid of you? Some. And I understand that frustration, worker. I really do. But as for me, I can't do it. But I get mad with one. I handle it another way. And they still get the same thing. They still get the same thing. See, if you make that bed hard, you got to lie in it. I forgot. I have to do this. You have to lie in it. Okay. But now I want to go to a love case. What do you think about a love case? This woman is in love, and she's just knowing this man is in love with her. And they go to the same place. And they run to a worker, and they're trying to find out a name. Guess what? The fool don't know the name of the man. I'm going to use the woman as an example. The fool does not know the man's name. She's been worried about the man, sleeping with everybody, leading people on, hurting people's feelings, but still wants this man. and is doing everything in the book to draw him. Well, he hasn't came yet. When you see this woman is messed up. She's messed up in one area of her life, which is her finances. Well, two of them. And her luck. Okay, how do you expect to get this man to look your way? Yes, there are many rituals. Yes, many types of magic can be used for the new lover. And you don't know their name. But I think it's sickening when you... when you sit there and say that this man has magical sex with you when you don't even know his name and he don't know you. So I guess if I decide to rest, I need to protect myself because a man might come in and have magical sex with me. Oh, wow. Everybody, you better be careful because somebody might come to you magically and get it on. You be raped in your sleep. And some of you believe this stuff. That's not possible. I'm here to tell the truth. It's not possible. I do not hold back. You're fussing about your kids. And I want to say something to the family, to the husbands and wives, you know, husbands and wives that are together and they have the kids. I know that you have a busy work schedule, but always, even if it's not but a few minutes per day, I'm not saying per week, but per day, make time for your children. Because as dirty as it is out here in this world, You don't know what might try to cut in. When you see your children doing things that they don't usually do, that's a warning. When they speak in a way that they don't usually speak, that's a warning. You should keep your eyes on your children. Watch. Keep your eyes. Watch your children every day. If they're withdrawn, watch. Talk to them. Spend time with them. Even if it's nothing but sitting down eating dinner or eating a snack. Playing a little ball, watch. Because there are evil people out here that will do bad causes to children. And before you know it, your child has gone on the wrong path. Or your child is sick. It could have gotten to something that was meant for you. And then they're sick. So that right there, watch. And if you see it happening more than once, you better call somebody as soon as you possibly can. Some of them with papers, but what I just, that's another thing today I just told you. You know, today's episode is about watching things. Told you about the thieves, liars, cheats. Told you about your children and other things. Better watch. And the advice that I gave about people being under you every time you move, they're right there. They won't see everything that you're doing. Somebody is telling them to do that, more than likely. And you can end that sometimes without ritual. Now, it might be that bad where they stuck, and you have to use ritual. Try this one day without them and see how things go for you in the world. Now, as for churches, now, some people say when they go into the church, they have a little money, but when they come out, they don't have money. Are you going to church for money? How about you go to the church to listen to the word of God, to worship? Well, you can worship at home or anywhere that you want to, but when you listen to the word, yes, you're in that building. But let me tell you about that. If you think it's all about money, then you are wrong. And you don't sit inside of the church and pick fun at people either. Now that brings me to this point. If you're going to a building of worship, the church, and things get harder and harder for you, now you know Satan attacks when you come out of that church because he's angry that you went in there. But if you're seeing a lot of backstabbing, a lot of bigots, you know what I'm saying, and when you come out the church, everything goes upside down for you. It gets worse for you. You're depressed before the week starts good. Then maybe you need to rethink things because a lot of conduct goes on in some of the churches. Most of them won't hire your position. Most of them are looking, oh, my God, the enemy is in this church. That's my enemy, and I'm going to fix that. You know, there was a church where all the seats was dressed, things shined. It was so beautiful. All of a sudden, people started to get sick. They started getting sick. Accidents started happening. Houses started burning down. It was horrible. And there was one person out of the whole place that knew that this wasn't right. And they come. And they found out what they needed to find out. They went back. The clothes that they washed, that they wore to church, they smelled of a certain oil. Okay, they went back to the church and saw a certain powder at the leg of every seat in the church. So you be careful when you come out of there. I mean, I know that the word can lift you, but you be careful and always watch. And it's said that you have to watch in the building of God. But it's all about protection there. I'm going to leave it at that. And if you have any questions, you can call me or you can call somebody else and they'll tell you the same thing. Okay, next week's episode is about sending bad magic. It's about breaking up bad situations. And I hope that everyone has listened very well this that I have said. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday and the rest of your week. Carry my words with you. If you didn't hear everything, you can always go back and replay this within 10 minutes after the show. So I hope that your week is blessed. I hope the rest of your day goes good for you. Watch out for what I told you to watch out for. Today is more warning. And to the ones that I love so dearly, Mama, I miss you and I love you. I love my sisters and nephews. And don't think that everything is bad. I love you and I will talk to you all next week. Goodbye, everyone. Be blessed.